Now, let me ask you about December 7, 1941. I think you would have been about 12 years old.
Yes.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor. What do you remember about that day?
It was an interesting time. Radio transmission in those days was not very good. Our family had a battery-powered radio, but you always listened to one program a day or very little listening time because you needed to preserve the power of the battery. On the day of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, our radio would not work well. Many of the people in the neighborhood did not have radios. I remember neighbors all gathering on the front porch of a neighbor who lived on the south part of the block, behind us, across the alley, to listen to the radio transmission because they had a radio that was powered by electricity. We sat there and listened to the reports that came in, a lot of misunderstanding. Either I assumed responsibility or was given the responsibility to run back and forth up and down the street to the neighbors who weren't there to give them a report on what was going on or what had been reported. I remember one incident that the reporter on the radio made the comment that Long Island was being invaded. That frightened everyone because they thought, well, they're invading the continent. And they later came on and said, no, I meant Guam Island. So we had gone to tell people Long Island was being invaded. Then later I went back and said, no, the reporter made a mistake. It was Guam Island. It was an interesting time keeping up with those radio transmissions. They were sometimes garbled and a lot of misinformation came about.
As a boy, 12 years old, did it make you nervous? You must have sensed the nervousness and maybe fear of the adults.
I think all of us were very concerned about what might happen. We knew so little about what was really taking place. And it was several days before people really began to get the full information about it.
I suppose the first president you heard then was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
That's correct.
And you heard him speak after the bombing?
On the radio, yes. Right. Later, the fireside chats and those things, people would gather around the radio every evening and you would listen to that. It's difficult for families now to realize what life was like before television and before good radios, before FM and those kinds of things.
Then there were entertainment programs. You remember any of the names of those shows?
Young people always listened to The Long Ranger and Amos and Andy or anything that was entertaining to us.
You graduate high school in what year?
1947. While we were in high school, most of us were anticipating that we would be called into the military before we got very far along. Some were volunteering while they were still in high school. The war was winding down, but it was not over in those high school years.
Your parents must have been proud of you for graduating from high school.
I think they were, although neither made the decision to be at my graduation ceremony.
Why do you think that was?
I think in reflection on it, they probably did not feel they had proper clothing to go to a ceremony like that.
Hmm. Did that bother you?
Not a lot. They had not been able to come to football games or track meets or band concerts.
Because they didn't feel they were dressed.
I presume they just did not feel they could dress properly.
It didn't deter you from anything. I mean,
no.
You didn't say, well, my parents didn't do this and didn't show up, and so I'm not going to succeed.
No, I just continued on. A lot of that is, I think, through encouragement of this gentleman I referred to who had been a scoutmaster and a teacher. We maintained a great friendship. He became a real hero for me. His name was Oscar Cantwell. He later became a scout executive, later moved to New Mexico, was a teacher in New Mexico, in Hobbs, New Mexico, and Clovis, New Mexico, and later became a county clerk or county treasurer in New Mexico. He had been a Sunday school teacher when we were in high school and had encouraged me to begin dating Vanita, who later became my fiance and wife. He was the one who said, you two need to get matched up.
Oh, really?
That's right. And he was correct. So we maintained a friendship with him until his death. On one occasion, we went by to see him when we were on a vacation trip, and we spent a nice evening with him. Had great influence on me.
Boy Scouts, too, was influenced.
Boy Scouts.
You belonged to the Boy Scouts.
I did not progress too far. During all those years, I continued to work part-time, delivering newspapers morning and evening, and later driving a mistletoe delivery truck, which was affiliated with the Oklahoma City Times and Daily Oklahoman Company. Oklahoma Publishing Company had a delivery service, so I, during my high school years, usually worked part-time.